Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper coming to you live here on the Republic Broadcasting Network from Washington, D.C. Here at RBNLive.com and on shortwave at 5.050 and in some areas at 6.890 single sideband. So I hope everybody's listening in very carefully. If you're not listening on shortwave or on the internet, maybe you're taking advantage of the new RBN Listen line where people can call in. And just for $15 a month, you can call in every night, every day, listen to all the programming you want just for a single $15 a month donation to RBN. Okay, folks, we have a guest on the show tonight. I don't have a lot of guests on the show, but I do have a guest who I know you're going to find very interesting. You might like what he has to say. You might not like what he has to say. You might agree with some of the things he stands for. You might disagree. But, you know, as I said, we can't always expect everybody to agree with us on every single issue. That's just the way it is, folks. Nobody's perfect, whether from your perspective or my perspective. But this person we have as a guest, his name is Larry Darby. He is a candidate for the Democratic nomination for Attorney General of Alabama. We had one of our callers, a fellow who's a reader of American Free Press, who suggested Mr. Darby as a candidate. And, you know, I got him on the phone, and he's going to be joining us very shortly here tonight. I'll tell you a little bit about him. From what I can, I've never met Mr. Darby other than just talking to him very briefly on the phone, but he's a lifelong resident of Alabama. He traces his family heritage back to the 1660s, state of Virginia, then to South Carolina, and then to Alabama, so he's about as American as you can get. He's got a bachelor's and a master's and a law degree. He's got two children. He's been involved in the Libertarian Party, and now he is involved in the Democratic Party as a candidate for state attorney general. Mr. Darby has some interesting views on a lot of things, and some would call those views controversial. It also turns out Mr. Darby has been involved with the cause of atheism. Now, I know that's going to upset a lot of our listeners because a lot of our listeners are Christians of one form or another, but you know, a lot of those Christians don't think that some of their fellow Christians are Christians. So, you know, we even have these divisions among the people who all consider themselves Christians but don't consider others who consider themselves to be Christians to be Christians. So again, you know, you will find these differences of opinion. I know here one evening we had a little debate among several people. Let several callers on the line at one time, and it amazed me that all of these people, while they seemed to agree on the basic concern about there being too much power by the Zionist lobby in America, they all had very profound disagreements about what to do about it, about why it has happened, and it just amazed me, as I say, that people who are ostensibly in agreement can disagree so intensely, and I think so profoundly. Speaking of disagreements, those of you who may be interested will want to tune in to Greg Szymanski's program tomorrow right here on RBN. I'm supposed to debate Mr. Phelps. I think it's John Eric Phelps or Eric John Phelps, who I guess believes that the Vatican is behind the Kennedy assassination, something I don't particularly agree with, and we're going to focus on that issue. So it should be a lively debate. Anyway, Mr. Darby has joined us, and we'll bring him up after the break. Stay tuned for a very interesting interview, and of course we will take your call. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington right here on the Republic Broadcast Network.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper returning you right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm pleased to say that we have been joined by our guest for the next hour, Mr. Larry Darby. I want to welcome Mr. Darby. Thank you for coming on. It's good to have you on the show.
Well, thank you, Michael. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be able to speak to your audience.
All right. Well, you know, before you came on, Larry, if you don't mind me calling you that, I gave the readers a little bit of your background, the basics. I told them about your family's very distinguished heritage here on American soil. You're a father of, I guess, two children. You have a bachelor's and a master's and a law degree. And I know a lot of our listeners don't like lawyers, but lawyers are a reality of life. And in this, what we would like to think of as our Republican form of government, you know, we do need law enforcement. And your current intent is to become the Attorney General of Alabama, and you're running for the Democratic Party nomination. Is that not correct?
That's correct. One comment about people not liking lawyers, just wait until you need one and then try to tell the lawyer you don't like him. You know,
well, you know, I have to say you're right there, Larry, because over the years some lawyers have done some mighty nice things for me, so I really can't complain. I went to a year of law school myself, but I didn't like it. I realized that was a job for somebody else. So somehow I got stuck being a writer and now a radio talk show host. But
I have a great appreciation for radio talk shows. I've been on a lot of talk shows in the last few years. It's one of the best forms of communication because it allows listeners, or in most cases, it allows listeners to interact with the guest and really get to the issues. And, you know, a lot of times the mainstream media, or what I call media for the masses, will distort things and not get out the truth. And I just appreciate this opportunity to be here.
All right. Well, later in this hour, we're going to give your campaign address and contact information, so people need to get their pen and paper handy for that right now. But and I will mention, we are going to be taking calls probably beginning at the end of the first half hour here. Our number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Now, Larry, you have been in the news, the national and international news here lately. I did a little bit of a quick check on the Internet on Google News, and they're writing about you in Israel and really all over the world. And it's kind of interesting because you've made some comments. They're not really directly related, I wouldn't say, to your campaign for Attorney General of Alabama, but... Well, maybe they are. Could you just tell us what you said and how it's been interpreted and why you've suddenly become internationally controversial?
Well, I think there's several aspects to that. I think the hot button issue is my so-called Holocaust denial. Now, the mainstream media, like, you know, the Associated Press and folks like that, who they're picking up on it as if this was some sort of new issue. Well, I hosted British historian David Irving last year. He spoke in Alabama right here near Montgomery in Prattville, Alabama. And I went through all this Holocaust denial misrepresentations by the media back then, like David Irving. All I do is question the numbers and the Jewish lies that are told about the Holocaust, which I believe is a great hoax, but like Mr. Irvin, I don't deny that lots of Jewish people died and lots of other people, lots of innocent Germans died. You know, but I think the connection to my campaign is that I want to shut down the Southern Poverty Law Center. They are nothing more than a Mossad spy operation based here in Montgomery, Alabama. They have spent decades defaming and harassing innocent people, good people, who just happen to be Southerners and they have a different viewpoint from the communist or Marxist ideology put forth by the Southern Poverty Law Center. And I have been very open in pointing out that they have bilked or robbed gullible donors around the nation or the world, and they currently sit on $193 million, and I want to take that money away from them.
I guess if you were Attorney General of Alabama, you'd have some real police power in your hand to investigate that operation.
I sure would. They have harmed a lot of people that, you know, on the one hand, a lot of folks have talked about believing in free speech and different, you know, free expression, but when that free speech is contrary or counter to what the Zionists who own and operate the Southern Poverty Law Center advocate, well, you're, all of a sudden you're a criminal. You're to be despised. You're to be charged with hate crimes and all that crap. Well, they're pumping money into my campaign, my opponent's campaign. You know, all the Russians who work for the Southern Poverty Law Center, literally they have people who are from Russia, or at least second-generation Russians, who are also Jews, by the way, working right here in Montgomery.
No kidding. That's interesting, yeah.
And they're actively supporting my opponent in this because they know that I'm out to get them, that I will use the power of the Attorney General to investigate the wrongdoing that they have been doing for several decades. And this is also tied to my platform. My main platform is stopping the Mexican invasion. And it's, are you ready to talk about that?
Oh, please, go ahead. Go ahead, by all means. Yeah, please, go ahead.
Okay, I have the only. It's a hardcore plan. It's not for the squeamish. It's not for the type of folks who faint at the word of Holocaust denial or things like that. It's a three-part plan, and I like to use a healthcare analogy. We need to stop the bleeding. We need to cure the infection. And we need to administer some preventive medicine. Now, by stopping the bleeding, I'm talking about closing the border. Stop this influx of alien invaders. I don't call them immigrants. I don't call them illegal immigrants. And I don't have any tolerance for folks who are talking about amnesty. What I want to do by shutting down the borders is to ask the governor to declare martial law, put us under military rule for the specific purpose of stopping this. Now, ideally, I would like to bring home all Alabama servicemen who are now serving as mercenaries for Israel and Afghanistan and Iraq. Bring those boys home, put them back where they belong, serving the state of Alabama and not the Zionist occupied government in Washington, D.C. Absent that, if we can't defederalize the National Guard and put them back serving Alabama, I want to activate Alabama's shadow military. It's called the Alabama State Defense Force. It's in place. We have officers, generals and colonels and things like that. It was designed and put in place just for such emergencies when, the federal government went crazy doing what they're doing now. We have a shadow military here. I would like to activate that. But I do think that this will lead to a lot of controversy and possibly a showdown with the federal government. They will probably try to use the National Guard against Alabama people because we would be blocking the interstate, making sure people are not coming in here. And I would hope that would be a temporary measure, and I think that after the world was given notice that Alabama was regaining its sovereignty, we were not going to be left helpless by a defunct government in Washington. And we're taking a stand, and we're going to close our borders to illegals.
Well, I would have to say, just as a general comment, that a lot of people who believe in at least the concept or the theory of states' rights should have no problem with that, because you'd be looking out for Alabama's interests as a state within our republic.
Absolutely. I on my campaign push cards, that's the... it's kind of like a large business card. I have 9 points in my pledge to the citizens of Alabama. The first one is I will fight for the states' rights provisions of the U.S. Constitution. I start out with that. But then part two of my plan, cure the infection. We got to ferret out those people who are already here. And I mean they are here everywhere. I have traveled from the Gulf of Mexico to the Tennessee Valley, talking to people in rural counties and in cities, particularly the cities. There are just thousands of these folks. Every morning you can drive around parts of Birmingham and Montgomery and other of the larger cities and see hundreds of these people on street corners waiting to be picked up for day labor. Well, we've got to get rid of those folks, and we've got to particularly pay attention to the rural counties where you might not expect so many people to be here. I'll give one example before I talk about my plan for my part two to ferret out the invaders. A couple of Saturdays ago, there was a Ku Klux Klan rally in northwest Alabama in Franklin County in Russellville. I think 300 people showed up in support of the Klan and their protest against the Mexican invasion. But one thing that came out of the news articles that most people don't understand, that in rural Alabama, in North Alabama, in the woods, the article pointed out that within the last 2 years, the Mexican...
Hey, Larry, we have a break coming up here, so hold that thought, and we'll have about 5 minutes more before the turn of the half hour, and then about 20 minutes to roll. So just stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. More from Larry Darby. Very, very straightforward, folks. Listen carefully. This is Michael Collins Pfeiffer, coming to you from Washington.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have a candidate for public office here on the program tonight. His name is Larry Darby. He is running for the Democratic nomination for Attorney General of Alabama. And after the turn of the half hour, we're going to give out his campaign contact address. So get your pen and paper handy. Mr. Darby is very outspoken on the issue of immigration, and he has put together a hardline plan to deal with the problem of illegal immigration, illegal aliens here on American soil. Okay, Larry, at the break, you were talking about the fact that there are large numbers of illegal aliens even in rural parts of Alabama, and in that context you were talking about a rather large turnout for a rally by the Ku Klux Klan, which the rally was against illegal aliens. And if you want to just go ahead and continue.
Right. About 300 folks showed up for that rally in support of the Klan, which the mainstream media ignored that point because they don't want to show that there's really interest in ferreting out the illegal aliens. But one thing that certainly is being quashed, that even in a rural county in North Alabama near the border of Mississippi, the articles that were published pointed out that within the last 2 years, the Mexican population is now double that of the black population.
Interesting.
In that area. And that's something you're not hearing. And that's something that, you know, that kind of, and you can just imagine what it's like in other parts of the country that are actually closer to the border. You know, we're inland. Well, I mean, I'm talking about the area. This area is close to the Tennessee Valley. And the population of Mexicans are now double what blacks are in some places, particularly in this area. But let's get on with my three-part plan. You know, part one is to shut down the borders by declaring martial law and have an intensive scrutiny of who enters our state, hopefully for a very limited period of time. But we have to take drastic action for these drastic times. All right, part two is to ferret out those who are already here. I would put the county sheriff in charge of cleaning up their respective counties. They are the top law enforcement officers, and they would have the full backing of the state attorney general and hopefully a governor, if we can get a good governor this time. But I would support them. But to counter concerns of being under martial law, I would want to create a statewide constable system or state constabulary, and that would be each precinct or each community should have its own constable. Somebody from the community would be selected by local leaders, and who would the constable would have deputy constables. This would be a community-based law enforcement to be parallel to your traditional law enforcement. I know a lot of people are scared of martial law. I'm very scared of it because a lot of things can happen. But it is necessary in this day and time, and we do need to suspend claims of civil rights by aliens like the Mexicans. And, you know, martial law will allow us to go ahead and get rid of them without having to deal with the court system and civil rights claims and all that kind of stuff. But also by having a constable system, you would have greater community involvement in cleaning up the state of Alabama, and have greater pride, and people would really become involved again. There's a lot of complacency. People just seem to go along to get along, or get along to go along these days. They look at what's happening in Washington, D.C. since the 1960s. They've seen our country become a third world nation. They've seen us going into other countries where we have no business going and doing things. But I think by tying together the natives of Alabama, you know, the people who are not foreigners, the people who are here legally, this will bring them together and put them with a common mission or purpose, and really restore pride in Alabama. Now, part A of part two, you know, part two is to ferret out those who are here now. Part A is to give the county sheriffs the full backing of the attorney general's office, and part B is to establish a statewide constabulary. Part C is to punish those businesses who are now employing the alien invaders.
Oh, the big money interests in Alabama are going to be funding your opponent, aren't they?
Well, no, they're already funding the incumbent Republican Attorney General. He has turned his back on a lot of things. He's turned his back on corruption in government. He's turned his back on rampant gambling. Man, we have gaming machines from one end of the state to the other, and allegedly gambling's illegal in Alabama. But the we're living in mob days. You know, the old Las Vegas stories. You know, before it became legal there. You know, all this, the wild, wild west. We have everything except the ability to fight the corrupt influences.
Everything but the ability to enforce the law.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right. Okay. You know, we have another break coming up here, and then after the break, we're going to let you wrap that up, and we're going to take some calls. So stay tuned, folks. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington with Larry Darby, candidate for Attorney General of Alabama, calling up from Alabama. Stay tuned, folks, for more, and then we're going to be taking some calls. This is Michael Collins Piper.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Headline news, the much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion, if we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England, and the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. here on RBNLive.com and on shortwave. We have a guest tonight who is running for the Democratic nomination for Attorney General of Alabama, and he is putting forth a hardline program to handle the problem of illegal aliens in this country. And I'm just willing to make a bet that this program that you're hearing here tonight from Larry Darby is not going to be anything like what you're going to be hearing from the grand voice of God, or so he believes himself to be, George W. Bush, who's addressing the nation tonight. Right now, before Larry continues with the final prong in his three-part program, I'd like him to give out his campaign address where people can send, and I emphasize this, contributions to help his campaign, because he's got some big money forces aligned against him, and he can only rely on people in Alabama and across the country for support. So, Larry, go ahead and give your campaign address, please.
Okay, it's P.O. Box 3905-3905, Montgomery, Alabama. That's Montgomery, Alabama, 36109. 36109. That's Larry Darby for Attorney General, P.O. Box 3905, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Yeah, in case anybody has any questions, that name Darby is spelled D-A-R-B-Y. Larry Darby. Larry, just like it sounds, Darby. D as in dog, A-R-B-Y, and it's P.O. Box 3905, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109. P.O. Box 3905, Montgomery, 36109. Okay, well, Larry, you've outlined a very interesting program to really have mass-based popular support for a program, but going down to the very local level to start routing out illegal aliens in the local communities.
That's right. And now to part three, you know, part one is to close the borders, part two is to ferret out those who are already here, and part three is to prevent it from happening again. And this is what ties it all together. You know, we opened it with the stories around the world about Holocaust denial and all that BS. Well, part three of my plan is to punish those organizations who promote open borders. There are some organizations who have promoted open borders for decades, and one is right here in Montgomery, Alabama, and that is the Southern Poverty Law Center. I intend to shut them down. I want to take their money and close their doors. And the way I intend to do it, use the full power, investigative powers of the Attorney General's office and my access to all branches of law enforcement. I believe that I can charge them with treason against Alabama. We don't need the U.S. government to do this. We don't need the U.S. Constitution. Alabama has its own fine constitution that has provisions for defending our sovereignty based on treason.
Hey, Larry, another thing I wanted to bring up regarding the Southern Poverty Law Center, you've focused, and correctly so, on their involvement in promoting illegal aliens and promoting these so-called hate crimes laws. You've also dared to bring up the fact that the Southern Poverty Law Center is known to have had an informant inside the Oklahoma City bombing conspiracy, and you've promised that if elected, you will also use the power of the State Attorney General's office to expose the role of Morris Dees in the Southern Poverty Law Center in the Oklahoma bombing. Is that not correct?
That's correct. And I think for the treason aspect, I have to focus on the alien invasion. But there are other criminal activities those people are engaged in, such as harassment and defamation of character or defamation of livelihood. You know, they've been involved in trying to shut down lawful businesses based on viewpoint, based on disagreeing with the Zionist or Jewish propaganda that the Southern Poverty Law Center promotes. I would also use my power and investigative powers of the Attorney General's office to investigate them as criminals. And one thing that they have done over the decades, besides bilking donors, gullible donors, mostly brain-warped liberals who think they're doing good, they have built these people out of millions of dollars. They have amassed wealth of $193 million. And they really do very little other than run a Mossad satellite office here in Montgomery, an Israeli Mossad office. That's locally, we call them the Montgomery Mossad or the Jewish Mafia of Alabama, you know, that sort of thing. That's the real nature of that organization. Yeah, I intend to shut them down, and yes, they did have, it is strongly believed that, and there's a court case going on in Salt Lake City, Utah right now dealing with this, where the court has stopped proceedings until, I believe, June the 2nd to force the FBI, that's the Zionist Federal Bureau of Investigation, to force the FBI to turn over documents or in other information about the Southern Poverty Law Center to make it available to Jesse Trentadue, the plaintiff in the case against the FBI.
Okay, well, listen, I tell you what, Larry, we've already got four callers lined up here, including one from Alabama, so I'd just like to go ahead and bring them up. I know they have questions for you. Let's go to Richard calling from Alabama. Richard.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What would you do if some Alabama guardsman filed charges against his commander to the effect that his commander knew that there were no hijackings on 9/11 and the demolition of the buildings was just plain old crime and not terrorism? If he filed charges against his commander and asked you to help him get an indictment against his commander, would you help him?
I surely would. I'll tell you something that a lot of folks don't know, and it was quashed, but I learned this from another lawyer here in Montgomery several years ago, right in the aftermath of the Israeli attacks against the World Trade Center, that at least 8 of those people received military training right here in Montgomery, Alabama. You have not heard that. But there was a lawyer who represented someone in the military here who was trying to get that information out. And and I'm told, now this is all legally, you know, we'd call it hearsay, because I didn't have any firsthand conversation with the person who tried to get this out. But the lawyer told me that he actually got the information to Fox News Network. You know, that's a Zionist outfit based in Australia, you know, Rupert Murdoch. But, yeah, I know where you're coming from, Richard. Yes, I would help anyone who wanted to expose the truth of the so-called attack, Muslim attacks, or whatever the mainstream media calls it. It really was a Mossad operation. I'm pretty sure of that.
Oh, Richard, that was a very interesting question. I didn't quite expect that, but a very interesting question and a very interesting answer. Did you have any other questions, Richard?
Well, I have a little cliche that you ought to use here. The easier the immigration becomes, the less valuable citizenship becomes.
Oh, absolutely. We are a sort of slave society. Sometimes people ask me, why did I run as a Democrat rather than a Republican? Because I sound like a Republican. Well, I might sound like a traditional small government Republican, but we know that doesn't exist. But I couldn't run under the party of Abraham Lincoln. He destroyed the U.S. Constitution back in 1861 and in the aftermath of the War for Southern Independence. But on another level, the modern Republican is doing nothing but promoting corporate socialism. Our whole society is based on making it easier for big money to make bigger money saturating the country with illegals or invaders has only worked against the Joe and Jane six-pack. You know, I come from the soil. My daddy was a farmer, a row crop farmer. I grew up on the farm. I know a little bit about growing cotton and corn and soybeans and wheat. Well, we don't have a lot of family farms in Alabama anymore like we used to, because they're all corporate farms. And if they're not in the Midwest, big corporations, the farms, the cotton's grown in Pakistan or Africa these days. We don't have the know-how now. The Republican and the Democrats, I'm not picking on just Republicans. I don't see much difference in both of them. But they have destroyed the family base. They've destroyed our ability to survive in the long run.
All right, Larry, I think that's an interesting answer to, again, another interesting question. Richard, thanks for your call. Let's go up north to Ed in New Jersey and see what Ed has to say.
Yeah, so all Mr. Piper.
How you doing tonight, Ed?
Fine. Mr. Darby sounds like a great patriot, and I'm very enthusiastic because my forefathers fought in 1776, and I'm a member of the SAR. What I like to have is I make a statement, and I like to have his opinion. Well, this goes back a little ways. I was a supporter of Governor George Wallace. I voted for him. I campaigned for him. I got his autograph, and I thought he stood up for states' rights of Alabama. I would like to have Mr. Darby's opinion of Governor Wallace.
Well, I, too, met Governor Wallace as a small child. He was always available to busloads of school children. visiting the state capitol. I'm not an opponent of his. I don't do anything to defame him, but I'll tell you, what most people hear about him is not what I believe is factual. You know, I'll give you a good example. I have a neighbor who lives in my block. He was a member of the National Guard in, I believe it was 1963, whenever, there was this showdown between Bobby Kennedy and George Wallace over integrating the University of Alabama. Well, my friend in the community was a member of the Guard then, and when he found out, before that incident, and when he found out that Wallace had was going along with the integration, he quit the Guard, and several people did. Back as early as 1963, people in Alabama realized that Wallace had actually sold out the white man. You know, he was making a big case of about, being against integration, but this whole thing with Bobby Kennedy and the National Guard being nationalized in Alabama was staged. It was planned. And you actually had some people who genuinely opposed integration who quit the National Guard. And see, and other people look at Wallace as the big segregationist, but he lost the gubernatorial election in 1958 against John Patterson. John Patterson, Governor Patterson, was a real segregationist. He was the one who really won on that issue, and Wallace lost. And he came back, he made the statement that he'd never lose to the race issue again. So he started talking it up, and he was very successful. You know, he had a Wallace dynasty and had a lot of support. A lot of people still support. I know his son, George Wallace Jr. He's a friend of mine. He's a really nice guy. But there's another side of that story that doesn't get out. And I think the man in my community who quit the National Guard when he found out that George Wallace was going along with the integration and was just making a show of being against it, that's something that's not told.
Very interesting. I myself wrote a piece for our magazine, The Barnes Review, on some of the myths of George Wallace. And I know one of the complaints a lot of people had who supported him when he ran for president was that he didn't take advantage of the solid national base that he built up and never really after that tried to make a national political movement. It was really, and this is the complaints of other people, it was more just about George Wallace than building a real third party. But that's my nickel's worth of input on the subject.
Well, I think you're correct.
Yeah, Ed, did you have any further questions or comments?
I figure that he would have made a great president, even though there were faults. Nobody is perfect.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Ed, thanks for your call. Okay, let's go to Bob from Missouri.
Hello?
Yes, Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering if your guest was aware. He was talking about the Mossad. Anybody knows anything about that 9/11, that there was a group of Mossad agents who were going around masquerading as Israeli students who were cheering, watching the side of the buildings go down. And was he aware, or are you aware, Michael, that the president down in Mexico, Vicente Fox, is Jewish? He's Jewish by birth and by religion. He's a Talmudic Jew. And that just shows you, if you look at I'd be interested for you to, Michael, maybe have a show one of these days talking about all the different people around Bush, how many of these people are Jewish, Talmudic Jews, including Bush himself. But does your guest know about the Mossad agents jumping up and down? Did he know about Vicente Fox also being, which is amazing enough, how could a Jewish man be the head of Mexico?
Well, that's interesting.
Larry, go ahead.
I was aware of the Israeli students across the river, across from Manhattan Island, and they got shepherded out swiftly
yes.
by the federal government. I think it's by that fellow who's now head of the Homeland Security. I can't, his name slipped
my mind. Chertoff.
Yeah, I think he was the one
who... also an ADL agent.
Yeah. I think he was the one who swiftly got those boys out of the U.S. and back safely back to Israel, the motherland. I did not know that the president of Mexico was a Jew, but I'm not surprised at all.
Oh, he is.
Yeah,
he is.
I would just comment on that business about Fox. I had heard rumors of that. It's never I've never seen anything that has absolutely convinced me of it. However, I am very well aware that certainly in the ruling elites in Mexico and in the presidential administrations over the years, that that has been, shall we say, a phenomenon. So it would not surprise me to have that confirmed about Fox, not at all.
I heard that on IBNNews.com, a woman being interviewed, as a matter of fact, on this, I think on your station, what's his name called, the Radio Avenger?
Oh, Rick Adams, right.
Yes,
okay.
You go, that was last week. I was talking to her, and he is not only Jewish by faith, but Jewish by, you know, his national background, you know, with his birthright.
Okay, well, I guess
isn't
we got
amazing?
A confirmation then. Okay, well, you have a break coming up here. Bob, thanks for your call. We'll ask Larry to hang on here for our final 5 minutes, and then we have one more caller. Rob, we'll bring him up. This is Michael Collins Pfeiffer coming to you from Washington.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Pfeiffer. We're wrapping up a very interesting hour with a very outspoken candidate running for the Democratic nomination for Attorney General of Alabama. His name is Larry Darby. I want to have Larry give his P.O. box address again, so if people want to contribute, they will. Larry, go ahead, please.
Okay. I need folks to understand that, you know, I'm not a wealthy man by any means. And it cost me $40 to fill up my car with a tank of gas to travel around to all these communities, rural communities and cities alike. I need, you know, $40 for a fill up. It cost me $90 for a hotel room.
You know, the thing is, Larry, if you get elected and you have that program going there, that's going to set a precedent. So if people want to do something about immigration, they can get Larry Darby elected Democratic Attorney General of Alabama.
Exactly. Any amount will help. P.O. Box 3905, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109. That's
all
P.O.
Right.
Box 3905, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Okay, great, Larry. All right, we have one more caller, which should probably just wrap up the hour for us. Let's go to Rob from Illinois, I believe.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Larry.
You,
my name is Rob Sherman. I'm in suburban Chicago. Larry, I received email from you on Thursday, this past Thursday, that says the Democratic Party to a great extent promotes communism or Jewish Marxism, but we will take care of that in due course. So my question is, what do you mean by the Democratic Party promotes communism or Jewish Marxism, and what are you going to do to us, Larry?
Well, you know, I am a Democrat, and everybody needs to know I know Rob personally. It goes back to more than 100 years, but right after World War II, the communists began their takeover of the United States, and we have had a series of court cases and congressional acts. Now, by the court case, I'm talking about Brown v. Board of Education, which was completely unconstitutional. The federal government there's no constitutional authority at all for the federal government to have any say-so in the education of a state's children. But then you fast forward to the 1960s with the Civil Rights Acts of 1964 and 1965, which empowered communist popular front groups with the backing of the federal gun. That's the main thing I'm talking about. There are certain groups of people who have special rights in this country, and I'm talking about the feminists, the blacks, minority religions, just read that as Jews, and people of other countries. When the foreigners come into this country illegally, have rights that are to the detriment of law-abiding citizens, there's something seriously wrong. Of course, now we can look back on the Civil Rights Acts of 64 and 65 with great, with hindsight's always 20/20. Those are problems that need to be dealt with. And we need to repeal the Civil Rights Acts of 64 and 65. That's how and the Democratic Party supports that more than any other political party. That's what I'm talking about in dealing with the communist problem in this country.
All right, Larry, you know, I hear that music, which is going to wind us down. I want to thank you for coming on this program and being so straightforward and talking about your views. I know the listeners out there appreciate that. I want to thank all the callers. And we'll just wish you good luck, Larry. And if you feel the need to call in one evening, please do.
Right.
This is an open forum here.
Well, thank
you
very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard a very interesting candidate, and I guarantee you, you won't hear tonight from the president what you heard here in this program. Okay, folks, stay tuned. Stay tuned to the Republic Broadcasting. Don't bother listening to George Bush. Have a good evening.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns. People like you and me.
prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN.com.